Good morning, everybody. Welcome to HCA East Florida's Eat Through Strength That Go, presented by Whole Foods, by Patino's Restaurants, by the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau, and by American Airlines. I'm Jimmy Cephalo. We're live in our studios in gorgeous downtown Miramar on this Saturday morning. And the producer and co-host, Brenda Bassett, is with us as well. Good morning to you, Brenda.
Good morning.
Well, Brenda, let's begin this show, as we always do, with a toast of Martini Prosecco. Martini, you probably remember it as Martini and Rossi. It's just a marvelous hand-picked Prosecco from the Veneto region of northwestern Italy.
And we're going to Prosecco Harvest.
Yeah, we will be in just a couple of weeks. And by the way, we've got a great event coming up at Station 5 Table and Bar. That's Monday night, September 21st, this Monday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., with Martini and Rossi Sparkling Wines, the first ever Bubbles and Decadence dinner, featuring a four-course meal, including a very special selection of Martini's Italian Sparkling Wines, as well as light but decadent small plates crafted by Station 5 Table and Bar Chef Julia Ning. $65 per ticket includes tax and gratuity. It's Station 5 Table and Bar, which is on Sunset Drive. And if you want more information, go to Station 5, the number 5, station5miami.com. That's this Monday.
Join us.
Yeah, Brenda and I will be there. We had a lot of fun the last time we did this.
Yes.
By the way, it was just
a hoot.
And people are blown away.
And we had them on the show. The food is extraordinary.
It is. And the pairings with the Martini Sparkling Wines, just always outstanding. So there's a rosé, there's an Asti, there's the Prosecco. I think you'll really enjoy it. Well, Brenda, we've got a special guest on this morning again, the founder of BizBash.
An old dear friend.
Yeah, founder of BizBash, David Adler. BizBash is an innovator and resource hub for the event and meeting industry with its website, newsletters, trade shows. Event organizers responsible for events such as White House state dinners and the Oscars, as well as conferences, trade shows, fundraisers. Use BizBash products regularly for ideas and best practices that can be implemented at their own events. And David Adler joins us, the founder of BizBash. Good morning to you, David.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Thanks so much for being a part of the program this morning. You know, it's interesting. I read BizBash all the time. And, you know, the industry has changed, especially, for example, the event industry, but also the food industry involving events. You don't get rubber chickens as much as you used to, now, do you?
Absolutely. I think it's complete. Everybody wants that restaurant experience.
Right.
And also, it's interesting that I think we're doing pretty well because experiences are the new luxury.
Right.
You can buy all the material things in the world, but experiences are now the things that people really want to connect with.
Yeah.
And food is such a huge part of that.
Boy, the variances of what BizBash does, for example, I mentioned the White House state dinners, that to the Oscars, to smaller events around the country. There must be a lot of expertise that goes into this. Let me ask about trends. Are small plates the trend even in events?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We just did a podcast on food trends because now we're totally in the foodie culture, especially in the event world. And small plates are definitely in. And it's also for some even lower budget events, it's a good way of giving variety and choice without actually having to spend the money on service and everything else that goes with a huge sit-down dinner.
Right.
So it's interesting how all of this stuff, you know, the economics merge and the style merges and everything merges together.
And this all becomes very important, David, because, for example, if you're doing a fundraiser and you want people to have a wonderful experience, so they'll come back to it again the following year.
Absolutely.
And so it's the food, it's the cocktails, it's the drinks. It's also the makeup of the room and how it's all designed and navigated. Is that also part of what BizBash helps with?
Well, what we, you know, we allow people, our whole thing is we have 200,000 users a month, unique users that come to our site every month, which is makes it probably the largest site for event organizers of every type. And they, and the whole premise is that they can peek over the fence to see what other people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Is it truly, the event industry is a global business. People around the world are tuning in, and they want to see, how did they do it at the Oscars this year? How did they do it at the White House Correspondents' Dinner or at an inaugural? And they're using the same techniques because event organizing is really the programming of human interaction. And food is a critical part of that and that experience.
Yeah.
In fact, some of the event organizers and the caterers tell me that it's not necessarily the taste of the food, but it's the presentations and it's the smells that actually are the first thing that people react to.
Right. One thing that drives me crazy, David, about going to an event where they'll have a pass around things for a cocktail party, but for example, at an event, And some of the things are bigger than your head that you got to pick up and try to eat while you're standing there.
And then
with
the right on the middle of your dress or your blouse.
Oh my God, you are so right. When I almost cringe when I see a huge hors d'oeuvre or something that you can't. I have a friend that says it's two chews, one bite. And that's it.
Right.
And it's sort of like the way, you know, event organizers are probably the worst at going to an event.
Right.
Because they're looking at everything.
In something like the Oscars, you do other things besides these big type events, like conferences
shows. We cover all of them. And, you know, the big trends are everything from these big conferences that are going on to breaks at meetings. There was a Chicago event where they have team building exercises as the break to make the best mojito, and they judge them at a break. And so there are all these really cool new ways of engaging people at events, even at the breaks.
It must have made the second half of that meeting really interesting.
Absolutely. It probably got them, you know, it got the juices flowing, literally.
Yeah.
It was called Mojito Madness.
Right.
So they made the break into Mojito Madness. The creativity that's going on in our industry is beyond belief in terms of making people, you know, the worst thing at an event is being bored.
Right.
And you're, especially with so much attention on your second screen and on being distracted by all these things, you have to grab people's attention.
Right.
So food is fantastic.
A large part of it. We're talking to David Adler, the founder of BizBash. You can learn more at bizbash.com. And if you've got an event, if you're an event planner, it's the perfect website, as David said, to peek over the tent or under the tent and find out what other people around the country and around the world are actually doing. David, Brenda and I were once part of a wonderful team-building event that I found fascinating. And what we did was we blended a wine. So there were, I don't know, two or three tables of maybe 30 people, and we actually blended wines, you know, a Cabernet and a Merlot. And then there was a contest to find out who made the finest blend of these wines. And I thought, it's one of the most.
And who won that contest?
Brenda won it. She did. She did.
Wow.
Of course, we were all half in the bag by the time we decided on it. So, and Brenda would have hounded us if we didn't make her win. But
do you know the interesting thing? You know, everybody talks about interactive. Everything's interactive. Mm-hmm. Now, interactive has turned into personalization. And personalization is doing that cocktail event like you talked about.
Right.
And people want to tell the stories about how they created this great cocktail. And that the fact that Brenda won is still we're talking about it.
Right.
And so it's the storytelling that comes with all this stuff that people love.
It does. And it does build a team chemistry. David, by the way, most recently launched a podcast for the event community. It's called Gather Geeks. Where do we find Gather Geeks?
It's in every podcast medium you can think.
Okay.
It's on iTunes. It's on podcasters. It's all over the place. It's been a really fun endeavor. We just released one yesterday on speaking, and one of the event organizers who happens to be in Florida said their biggest nightmare happened when they hired a speaker in Las Vegas. They go on stage, and they didn't realize that the speaker was drunk. And within 5 minutes, they insulted everybody in the audience. And the event organizer was sleeking down in the chair. And what do? Do you go on stage and stop it?
Right.
No, you're stuck.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's so interesting to hear some of the, you know, some of the horror stories.
Right. Well, it's fun.
Event organizers.
Right. Go and find more at the Gather Geeks podcast at all of the places where you find podcasts. And really check out bizbash.com. Brenda and I look at it all the time, as a matter of fact. And it's been a great resource. If you're an event planner, this is a must see for you. Hey, David, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Thanks so much, David.
All right, David Adler, everybody, from BizBash. BizBash.com is where you can find it. We're going to go up and be a part of a podcast coming up.
Yes, we are. Right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so we'll do that. So it's Gather Geeks. And that certainly applies to Brenda, not me.
And look
so
at these beautiful drinks in front of us.
Oh, I know. We're going to be checking out some wonderful things at the Crafts Spirit Festival, because there's some gorgeous, just gorgeous drinks. Cocktails are really the new wine, in the sense that people are pairing with them, and some beautiful, beautiful cocktails in front of us. We'll do that with you right after this on HCA East Florida's Eat This or That Go, presented by Whole Foods, Pontino's Restaurants, the Grand Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau, and American Airlines right after this. All right, welcome back to HCA East Florida's Eat This Drink That Go, presented by Whole Foods, Pontito Restaurants, the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau, and American Airlines. Right now, the wait time at the Aventura Hospital and Medical Center emergency room is 4 minutes. Mercy Hospital, it's a 2-minute wait time. That's all you'd wait if you had an emergency. All you have to do is text ER to 23000. And when you do that, HCA East Florida sends all the wait times for all their hospitals immediately to your phone. And so you're ready in case of an emergency. Put that on your smartphone. It'll come in handy one day. ER to 23000. Our next guest, this is a fascinating event, and we've got one of the most unique cocktails that we're going to try in just a second. It's a smoking, well, I'm going to call it a smoking. He'll give us the right topic for it, right name for it. A smoking Manhattan. I'm a Manhattan drinker, and this thing is fascinating. We'll get to that in just a second. But first, the event is a really cool event. It's the Crafts and Spirit Festival, and it's in Coconut Grove, Monday, September 28th through Friday, October the 8th and 9th. Because it's an after party that kind of bleeds into the next day. I like that. Craft Spirits Festival. Spirits and Cocktails, a grand tasting, is October the 8th, which is going to be cool. But again, the whole event starts on Monday, September 28th. So a variety of events. We're pleased to be joined by Frank Moreno from the festival and Leo Holtzman, the coordinator for Corporate Palms Hotel. Good morning to you both. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Oh, let me put your mic on. That's my fault, Frank. Good morning to you. Yeah,
good morning.
Good to talk to you. Good to talk to you both. You know, look, this is. It seems that cocktails are becoming much more important in the American culinary experience. It used to be that you had simply wines that people were pairing with food. Now they're pairing cocktails as well, and people are looking for more interesting and unusual cocktails. That's why this event sounds like it's going to be so important. Tell us about the whole theme, the whole idea of this event.
Well, it started, Jimmy, about in 2012, we were looking at the rise of craft beer in the market and how the consumer was becoming much more educated
right.
in products. So many new products in craft spirits were coming out, and the whole concept of craft was really just an elevated form of drinking, and also at the same time, the rise of craft cocktails.
Right.
But as taking the consumer side, we'd walk into any place and you'd see just this plethora of items and really not know too many things about them. What makes a $40 bottle? What makes a $50 bottle? Mm. And you know the same thing that happens in wine.
Sure.
So, consumer education is probably the most important thing that we want to accomplish with the festival.
And that's what you're going to be doing.
Absolutely. So yeah. Here we are in our third year looking at how do we get people to drink better and drink more knowledgeably, learn more about what they're drinking and really experience all these great products and great cocktails that we have available to us. And it's an ever-growing thing, and it is becoming, I won't say mainstream because it still represents a really small part of the market, but mm-hmm. it's becoming more and more in
popular,
everyone's dialect,
yeah.
popular,
yeah.
And people are
It's a great
really,
idea.
Yeah, and mixologist. It's not just a bartender. It's a mixologist because there's a real specialty element. And I love what Leo brought in today. Where do you want to start? Because they brought yes. a few things for us to taste.
Well, I'd like to take you right through this tasting so you can get
okay.
a quick idea
right.
of some of the items that we have. And that's the first one. That's a Death's Door Gin coming from Wisconsin.
From Wisconsin? Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
You're going to see a lot of juniper botanicals.
Yeah, quite a bit.
It's very, very floral in its element. An example of something being made in one specific spot. Coming out of Washington Island in Wisconsin. So,
and what's it called again?
Death's Door.
Death's Door. Oh, yeah. I love that. I might as well get a hangover with
but
Death's Door.
But you know
Door
what? I have never,
anything.
ever been a gin drinker, but this is not
it's,
bad.
No, it's excellent, actually.
Yeah.
And by the way, they've got an event September the 28th, the festival kickoff. It's Make Your Own Gin and Tonic at the
fun.
Fink's Table and Tap Restaurant. Which
love
is
them.
26th Street in Miami. Yeah, we do love them.
Yeah,
this
so,
is wonderful.
That's going to be a really nice event where we want people to get hands on with making a very simple cocktail, but very elaborate in its design. It's
right.
It's a gin and tonic.
Right, and it's fun for people to do. We'll give you all exactly. the information about how you can take part in this festival coming up in a little bit.
All right, next thing, what yep. I want you to try is the High West Double Rye.
Double Rye. Rye's become very popular.
Yes, okay. The rise of rye. That's what I like to call it. What we have is this is sourced. High West is one of the great companies that really reveals where their products are coming from. And this is a blend of a 2-year rye, which is a high rye blend, and a 16-year rye with a high corn blend. And I think it's amazing.
It is. And this would make a wonderful Manhattan, too.
You'll find out in a second.
Yeah, oh, is that what you usually have? All right, I can't wait to get to that. All right, what's number three?
And finally, what we have is Four Roses Single Barrel, and this is a barrel-strength bottling made for Big Game Liquors, which is our presenting sponsor of this festival.
And this is cask strength,
and you said? This is basically barrel strength.
Now, is Four Roses a bourbon?
Four Roses is a bourbon.
It's a bourbon, okay.
Now, which typically would be a lighter, sweeter profile, but if you taste that, you'll realize it's really earthy, really big-bodied, and it's very – it's coming barrel-proof. It's not been distilled down.
Right.
It's coming
That's excellent.
Yeah, explain what barrel strength is.
After the distillation process and after – during the aging process, the proof of the barrel is what will be bottled.
Right.
And what happens typically is you'll blend them down, all the different barrels. They all have different flavor profiles because of the aging. And then you will get them down to proof.
It's excellent. Water. It really is excellent. My father made Manhattans with Four Roses, by the way, back in the day. All right. What should we try? These two cocktails are so gorgeous, Leo. Which one do we try first?
I would say let's go for the smoked Manhattan first.
Smoked Manhattan. All right. Yeah, do I take the glass off the top?
Yeah. So you're going to pick up the glass and bring it close to you.
All right. Let me get the camera for the Beach Channel. And Brenda, talk us through this.
Yeah. Look at the smoke that's going to come off of this. How did you do this, Leo? How did you do that?
Just torched a cedar plank and then just slid the glass off onto the top of the glass so the smoke's touching the liquor.
But that's fun. You know, we were talking to David about the experiences. And a lot of people, when they go out, they want the cocktails, but they want the experience as well. This creates an experience.
That's excellent.
Isn't it?
And that's the High West rye.
The High West double rye.
Yeah, the High West double rye.
Wow, that's excellent. It really is. Just love it. Again, the name of the event is the Craft Spirits Festival. It runs Monday, September 28th and through October 8th and 9th because the after party will go a little while. And if you want to take part in the grand tasting, it's October 8th at the Cruise Building, which is the Commodore Plaza in Coconut Grove. Easy to find, easy to get to. Learn more. You can get tickets available at craftsspiritsfest.com. craftsspiritsfest.com. Easy to do. Last one, Leo, what do we have?
Yeah, so this is a version of a Negroni, and what we did is we switched out the Campari for an Amaro. So it'll be a little sweeter. And one of the cool things about the Craft Spirits Festival is as you're going through, you'll try all the spirits, and then you'll be at a bar where we're making a cocktail with the same spirits you tried, kind of what you just did now.
Right.
So you can kind of pick out, you know, the Death Store gin within that cocktail if you really like look for it.
And an Amaro basically is what I call it a root digestive by the Italians. Right. That's the only way I could describe it.
But yeah, it is. It's a one of a kind spirit. It's actually like the number one spirit in Italy.
Yeah, it's marvelous. And they do various ones. Sometimes they'll make them cold. Sometimes they serve them warm and neat. And it's fascinating. All right. So tell me, we got about a minute left. Tell me what we want everybody to know about the Crafts and Spirits Festival.
Well, what you're going to have is an experience where you're going to be able to really meet and talk to the representatives and brand ambassadors and some distillers and head mixologists for these different brands. We've got 32 different exhibitors. We're going to have over 120 different spirits for people to taste and try. Plus, we have these great venues like Wonder Bar at Circa 39, where Leo's at, was going to be presenting cocktails at three of these.
I want to be at his
bars.
Bar any day. I want to be at Leo's bar, I swear. That's just excellent. Excellent. Cool. Look, learn more. Get tickets at craftsspiritsfest.com. The main tasting, the grand tasting, is October 8th, but the event starts Monday, September 28th, various locations throughout that area in Miami-Dade County. And I think you're going to love this because this was excellent.
What a great idea.
Thank you so much for coming, Frank. Leo, thank you, Mitch, for the cocktails.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for
having us. Welcome back right after this on HCA East Florida's Eat This, Drink That, Go, presented by Whole Foods, Pontina Restaurants, the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau, and American Airlines. All right, welcome back to the show. You know, the wait time at the Westside Regional Medical Center emergency room right now is 4 minutes. That's all you'd wait if you had an emergency. Emergencies don't wait for appointments. Just text ER to 23000. When you do that, HCA East Florida sends those wait times immediately to your phone, and you're ready in case of an emergency. So ER to 23000, remember that. Brenda, there's a great event coming up at Shula's Golf Club.
Love Shula's.
Well, we do. The original steakhouse is over there. The hotel is marvelous. The golf club is wonderful. At the Senator Course at Shula's Golf Club, they're inviting you to Nine and Wine, presented by Southern Wine and Spirits. It's a unique nine-hole scramble with wine and bites to follow. The Senator Course at Shula's Golf Club. It's Thursday, October 15th. The tee time starts at 5 p.m. Refreshments afterwards. Talk about a fun day. The event is open to all golfers with teams of 2 to 4, depending on the amount of golfers who register. Prizes go to the first and second place teams. Register now at 305-820-8088. That's 305-820-8088. You can contact our friend Dave Gergely at dave.gergely, G-E-R-G-E-L-Y, at grahamhospitality.com. You can learn more at grahamhospitality.com.
Sounds and we like have a new that. Announcement, right?
Yes, they're going to be one of our sponsors here on the program.
Yes, Shula's. They are.
Shula's Miami Lakes, the original steakhouse, the hotel, the golf course, all terrific. Hey, Brenda, you know what this month is? It's Miami Spice Month.
It sure is. I mean, you got to get in there the last days of Miami Spice.
Yeah, we still got a couple of weeks left. It's a mouthwatering restaurant promotion for the entire month of August and September. So you have to September 30th. Restaurants offer 3-course meals featuring signature dishes created by the world-renowned chefs at reduced prices. Lunch $23, dinner $39. Hotel packages, events, list of restaurants, all at ilovemiamispice.com. ilovemiamispice.com. Some of the restaurants taking part, some of our favorites, Villa Verde, Il Molino, New York and South Beach.
Oh, God.
Barston Oletta, The Forge, Macchialina, Red Ginger, Pubbelly, just terrific spots.
Wow. So, I'm going to go to all of them right now.
Right. And ilovemiamispice.com. It's really terrific. All right. It is, time to talk a little bit more about food and fitness and nutrition with an old friend of ours. He's not that old. We are, but he is. it's Kevin Towns.
Known him since he was this big.
Yeah, right. Chef to the stars, the yachting community. He's a fitness trainer and a nutritionist as well. Good morning to you. Thanks so much for joining us, Kevin.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
Boy, he's brought some dishes that are in front of us we described.
Oh,
they're just
goodness.
Absolutely marvelous. And he's got this website that everybody's bragging about. It's called apureathlete.com. Apureathlete.com. All these things meld, don't they, Kevin? All the things you're talking about, nutrition, food, and the idea of fitness, they all come together.
They are. They're really one and the same. Oftentimes it's talked about separately, but one really can't happen without the other. And oftentimes when I have people that I'm training, I like to talk to them. I say, fitness and working out might be optional. Eating is not. So let's start with, that's not optional and start eating right. Because you can really eat properly and really have a nice life if you're eating properly and really just go to work every day and, that would just be fine. But it starts with your eating. The secondary thing is the fitness. And then you have to fuel your body with the correct food. And that's what it comes with, having whole food, fresh food, straight from the earth. It's needed.
Yeah, it is. And we're going to talk a little bit later about getting food out of the ground at Homestead. Tina and her son, Michael.
Our favorite people.
Just wonderful to be able to do. You've brought 3 dishes with us. And we're going to talk about them in just a second.
Don't they look beautiful?
They do. A pure athlete. Athletes are learning more about this. And you see more and more professional athletes, including dolphins, winding up with private chefs.
Yes.
And nutritionists.
Yes.
And people who work them out outside of their work with the dolphins. And I imagine this is going on throughout the industry.
Yes, it certainly is. The thing, an example would be that your body's like a race car as an athlete. And you can't have a lot of additives in your body when it's really pulling. It needs all of your strength and energy. So whole foods and clean food is really what athletes are really looking for now. And it's really what we all should be looking for in our life.
Right.
And what is a clean food?
A clean food would be food that's fresh, cooking food yourself. Food gets handled a lot.
With no preservatives.
Preservatives. People don't understand oftentimes when they're in the grocery store, they just see the food on the shelves or they see it in the aisles or in the produce aisle. But that food has come somewhere, oftentimes from many, many, many miles away.
Right.
Often from planes, trains, and automobiles. And then by the time it gets to the grocery store, that's like the last bastion. Then you get it. Then you handle it some more. Then you take it home. So taking the process out of that, like maybe going to a farmer, going to fresh markets and things like that, takes a little bit of the handling out of food because food breaks down and you need to eat food at its height of its life.
Right.
So really out the ground. And it really kind of takes me to one of the first dishes, Indonesian black rice dish.
Beautiful, by the way.
And is made with two things that are actually indigenous to Florida, which are mangoes and limes and citrus.
It's delicious.
And putting these together, you know, a lot of people probably in Florida could just pick this right out of their backyard and make it.
And it has some avocado in it, too, right?
Yes, and avocado. And all of those things grow here in Florida.
And all have great nutritional value.
And they all have great nutritional value.
I've never had
value.
Mango with avocado, but it's a great flavor.
Yeah, it's
together.
A wonderful flavor. Explain the black rice to me. You know, people stay, they, carbohydrates, staying away from them. Mm-hmm. Black rice, high carbohydrate or not?
No, actually, it's a high carbohydrate. But the thing is about it, your body needs, you know, carbohydrates get a bad rap.
Right.
But the truth of the matter is that all of your body functions, the blinking of your eyes, your brain working, is fueled by carbohydrates.
Right.
So how could you eliminate something that's really the fuel, like 80% of your fuel for your body's working ability comes from carbohydrates, but understanding simple carbs and complex carbohydrates and how they work with your body, really, that's a really big part of it.
Right. Well, that's a marvelous dish. I mean, and easy, I would imagine,
yes.
to make. But again, the key to it is the fresh ingredients that you're getting and
yes.
putting together. It starts with the ingredients. And you can cook the nutrition out of fresh ingredients, too, can't
yeah.
you?
Yes, you can.
I mean, people boil stuff for 12 days, and it's like, well, guess what? It doesn't have as much nutrition as you thought it did.
I always tell people, don't kill the food anymore. It's already dead. you don't have to kill it any further.
Right. And that's a large part of it. The second dish you've prepared for us, again, we're talking to Kevin Towns. He's a chef to the stars, a fitness trainer, and a yachting. In the yachting community as well. He's a specialist in so many categories. He's a nutritionalist, and he does a lot of things with stars, with celebrities.
And a Johnson & Wales grad.
Yes, he is a Johnson & Wales grad.
J.W., shout it out.
There you
former
go.
Former colleague of mine.
The second element you've brought is a seared prawn with spicy Thai mango chutney. Tell us about it.
Okay, once again, we have just a little bit of a theme for Florida with the mango. Those are here.
Oh.
This is a Thai chutney. You take the mangoes, chop them. These are fresh mangoes with a Thai, sweet Thai sauce. Mix that together. The shrimp is just marinated with herbs and just seared lightly with a little bit of olive oil. This is a very, very light dish.
A very healthy dish.
Yes. Mm.
And a very tasty dish, too. Spices, in utilizing spices, do you, as a nutritionalist, do you look at things... Do you stay away from certain spices? Are all spices good?
No, I think that herbs and spices really add to foods, and you don't have to rely on salt.
Right.
People often use salt as, and really salt is really just an enhancer. The only thing salt is supposed to do to food is open it up. That's
right.
It. You know, nothing more than that. It shouldn't overpower food. It shouldn't really be a primary element of the dish, because there's so many other available herbs and spices from around the world that you can use.
Right, and people high blood pressure, and your doctor will say, you know, don't add salt to anything. But then they're winding up grabbing packaged and processed foods, which has a lot of salt in them.
Yes, yes, yes. Well,
and that's another reason to avoid them.
That is one of the reasons to avoid processed food. Is one of the things that I really am an advocate, to be honest, against. The more processed food that you eat, the harder it is for your body to process it. And when your body's having a hard time processing food, it's basically aging you. The easier your body can get rid of food, let's say this. An apple does not have a nutrition label on it.
Right.
It doesn't need one.
No, it doesn't.
It's an apple.
Right.
You eat it, your body understands what an apple is, it takes its nutrition from it, and then it eliminates it. That's
it. Gets rid of what it doesn't need.
Exactly. And that goes along with most foods that you would eat from the farm, you know, or shrimp or fish or beef or anything like that. It doesn't have a lot of additives in it. Your body understands it, and then it eliminates it and uses the nutrition appropriately.
Right. And, you know, speaking of that, we're going to talk in a couple of minutes to Michael Borek. Remember Tina's Pride CSA, just a marvelous place. The farmers and Homestead, right out of the ground, they send it to Whole Foods. You go there and get it that day or the next day. It's a marvelous program by Whole Foods, and they've renamed it. It's called Nana's Green CSA. We'll talk to them in a minute. But just talking about exactly what we're discussing. You know, Kevin, one of the things that's sitting there that I'm staring at and thinking, that can't be nutritional, that can't be good for me, is this dessert. But I know it is because you made it. Tell us about this.
Yes. Now, once again, this is a dessert, but it doesn't have a lot of fat in it.
Wow.
It has, we have the strawberry chutney on the bottom. It's made with a Belgium white chocolate. It's a white chocolate.
God bless America and all the ships at sea. That's wonderful.
Yes. It's a white chocolate bread pudding. Oh. It's not your mother's old bread pudding.
Oh, no.
You use a bunch of old bread and put it together.
Bread pudding.
Yes.
Can I just eat this all day? Will I be okay with that or not?
Yes. You can have
I'll probably need some of
yes. Well, you all have all this, stuff. You know, you just can't, you know, just take all of the fun out of it.
You got to work out a little bit, too.
I got to work out a little bit, too, with it. Again, the name of his website, it's marvelous. It's called apureathlete.com, apureathlete.com. You want to learn a little bit about nutrition, about cooking, about fitness. And if you're looking for someone to take care of an event, he does yachting, the community. He goes and cooks on yachts. He's a chef to the stars, does all kinds of things. Kevin
he does
Towns.
It all.
He does. Kevin Towns, apureathlete.com. So tell me the one thing, the one mistake that we all make in our daily lives that we can cut out or change to make us healthier and make our lives better.
Not be a slave to your tongue. When your body says, I'm full, you need to stop eating.
Right.
See, your mouth will trick you. Your mouth will say, I still want to eat.
Yeah.
And it'll convince you that you should have some more food.
Well, this bread pudding just convinced me.
And really, you should, you know that once that happens and your palate has been satisfied, that you need to stop.
Right.
And usually people, you know, your tongue will say, hey, look, that really was fantastic. I really want some more of that. And you really could go through your day eating a little less by, you know, you hear about grazing through the day is better for you and stuff like that.
Right.
It is.
Right.
Because once your palate is basically satisfied, it's time to move on.
Right.
And you can do that with smaller meals.
Right. Yeah, you sure can. Eat every couple of hours, but a little bit at a time, and make sure it's healthy. Make sure it's fresh food. Stay away from processed, packaged foods. Don't overcook everything. Don't
hydrate.
Hydrate is an important element. And people, I think, sometimes they'll lose weight and make themselves healthier by simply changing what they drink on a day-to-day basis.
Yes, yes, that's a big part of it. We're a big part of our bodies. Our composition is water. So
right.
It would make sense that we would drink a proper amount of water. You can right. just... You could just, there's really no amount of water you could probably eat. You're supposed to eat something like 8 glasses of water
right,
a day or something
right,
like that.
Right.
When I get up in the morning, you know, I do yoga, I meditate, and I drink 32 ounces of water before 9 o'clock in the morning.
Right. Yeah, I'm the same way here. And this, I'm doing this show at 6 o'clock in the morning. By the end of the day, I've had 80 to 100 ounces of water. I think it's a vital part of it. Weight control does so much for you. Brenda, we've got these recipes.
Yes, yes, these recipes are going to be up on our website and our Facebook pages.
Okay, give us those addresses so we can get to
and
it.
It's Cephalo's Eat This, Drink That Go is okay. The Facebook page.
Right.
And Eat, Drink, Go is Twitter, and Instagram is Eat This, Drink That Go.
Okay, gotcha. Kevin, best of luck. Again, the name of the website is apureathlete.com. You will love it. Kevin, thanks so much. Thanks for coming in. Pleasure
yeah,
seeing you.
Yeah, we loved
Thank
it.
Thank you so much. I just want to say one more thing about A Pure Athlete. The biggest thing about A Pure Athlete is our tagline. It is performance powered by the earth.
I like
cool.
that.
Nana, I like that.
We're going to do that in just a couple of minutes with our friends at nanasgreen.csa.com. Right after this. Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks for having me.
On HCA East Florida's Eat This, Drink That Go right after this. Welcome back to the show. Right now, the wait time at the Plantation General Hospital emergency room is 6 minutes. That's all you'd wait if you had an emergency. Look, emergencies don't wait for appointments. Just text ER to 23000 when you do that. HCA East Florida will send those wait times immediately to your phone. We were talking about nutrition and good food and food out of the ground and not processed food. One of the best ways I know how to do that is Tina's Pride. Tina's Pride, CSA.com. Tina is a farmer from the Redlands. And has produced glorious produce for years. And you can actually have a share or a half a share. That's what the CSA part is. Delivered to your Whole Foods markets. And they'll deliver it there. You pick it up at Whole Foods. And it's just marvelous stuff. We're pleased to be joined by Tina and Michael Borek, Tina's son. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, we just love your product so much. And when do we kick up back again? Because the summer is kind of the off season for Tina's Bride. Is it go back in November?
It does.
Okay. November is the time to do it. How did this all begin? How did you wind up as a farmer? How did you wind up knowing and realizing that it's the nutritional value of what's in the ground that's so important to our bodies?
Well, I married a farmer with no background in farming, and when he decided to leave me when the boys were 1 and 2 and he died, I went into the farming business, and I've learned many things about nutrition since then. And one of the biggest things I learned is how important a farmer is to everybody's everyday life, because as the young man that was just on said, you have to eat as soon as it comes from the ground.
Right.
It's clean food. It's pure food. After 6 days, there's no nutritional value left in what's coming from the ground.
Really?
And, no, none. No, there's fiber, and that's it. It's, most of your minerals and your vitamins are gone. So I'm very happy that my children also decided to go into it. Michael's been farming the Tina's Pie produce for
whole
years.
Life.
Yes. And so now this year, since I had my stroke last year, it's a good idea to take your blood pressure medicine, even if you do eat well.
Right.
I learned that the hard way.
Yeah.
And so he's named the CSA this year in honor of his grandmother who raised him while I was out farming, his Nana Green, my mother. And so I think that's a very nice gesture.
Well, there's so many terrific ways to get this done, and it really is inexpensive. I mean, you can get a small box, and you can feed a couple of people easily with a week. I mean, and have greens left over for just $23 a week if you pay them by September 1st, $24 by October 1st, $25 by November 1st.
I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah, you can feed a large box. It'll feed, I don't know, 4 or 5 people, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
For $42 a week. And if you go start buying fresh produce at a market, it's going to cost you so much more than that, Michael, right?
Yes, a lot more.
Yeah. Look, we're going to come back. We're going to continue our conversation with Michael and Tina Borek. We're up against the top of the hour of the news. We're going to tell you how to do this, why it's so important, and why it's also so important to support our homestead and our Redland farmers. Very important. We'll do that right after this on HCA East Florida's Eat This or That Go, presented by Whole Foods, by Patina's Restaurants, the Greater Miami Convention and Visitors Bureau, and American Airlines.